Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seven-time world champion Brett the Hitman Hart joining Joe Dibbs and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Hitman, thank you so much for your time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in an awesome mood.
Glad to hear it. Now, we were fascinated by the fact that you were at the Raider game on Sunday. That was something I had no idea. Following your career, I'm 35 years old. I watched you for years, all the way through. I didn't know you were a Raider fan. What got you to be a member of Raider Nation?
You know, I've always been a Raider fan ever since I was a kid. I've been a Raider fan going back to the Plunkett days, way, way, way back.
Do you get an opportunity to come down to a lot of games?
I do now. I usually go to a couple of games a year. You know, I usually, maybe not every year, but my wife's from the Bay Area, and we try to take in all the teams from down there. You know, we're big Raiders fans, and we're big fans of the Sharks. And we're big fans of, you know, all the Giants, the A's. I mean, it's just part of the family.
Brett the Hitman Hart with Joe Dibbs and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. So obviously, as a longtime Raider fan, you've suffered through, like most of Raider Nation, the last 15 years, the mostly downs, very few ups. What's it like to watch this team this season with Derek Carr?
Oh, it's a great to see them rebuild so strong, so fast. You know, I mean, I know it's taken a long time to get here, but I mean, at the beginning of this season, I didn't have a lot of high expectations that it was going to be a stellar year for, or at least the year that they've had. So I'm a fan that feels enriched. I feel really, you know, you always wonder sometimes about the all the details that go into rebuilding a team and making a team. But I never saw this coming, and so I'm sort of pleasantly surprised as a fan.
Brett, with you being at the game Sunday, I'm sure you saw the gruesome hand injury to one Derek Carr. I'm just wondering if you can share with us and the Bay Area any gruesome injuries you had while you wrestled and had to, you know, get through it and man it out.
I had the exact same thing happen to me in the biggest match of my life. I was wrestling Ric Flair in Saskatoon, the first time I won the Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, where I was wrestling him for the world title. And right in the middle of the match, he did something in the match that I wasn't expecting, and I fell backwards into the ropes. And I broke my middle finger exactly the same way. It was broke right at the first knuckle and was bent sideways. And if you watch that old match where I won the title from Ric Flair, you can watch Curt Hennig looking at my finger and looking at my finger, because my finger was exactly the same as Derek Carr's. It was bent right in half, and I just remember looking right at it, because I had a title to win in that match, and there was nothing going to stop me. And I just took it and snapped it right back in place and finished the match.
Oh, and the Saskatoon shout out, by the way, making our boss very happy down the hall, that's for sure. Brett the Hitman Hart joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What did you do when you were in the ring and things didn't go as planned? Is there a place you went in your mind to channel your inner beast to get in there and still finish the job?
I was always pretty pretty clear, you know, in what I had to do in the ring. I very rarely messed up. I was always somebody that was you know, always prepared for my matches and prepared to take control when things went wrong. I was always what we call a ring general. I was always a guy that was in charge of my matches. And there wasn't very many times that I ever was at a loss to figure out how to repair the match or save the match from going downhill. I think the only time that ever happened was when we wrestled the Rockers one time for a title match. And Jim the Anvil, also a famous Oakland Raider, just so you know. But Jim the Anvil and the Neidhart broke the top turnbuckle, and the whole match went downhill after that because we couldn't get the referee to fix the ropes. But that was a Saturday Night main event years and years ago. But for the most part, you know, you have a bit of an idea of what you're going to do when you go out there, and you just go out there and execute, just like probably like football players and hockey players and everybody else.
Brett the Hitman Hart with Joe Dibbs and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Your father, Stu Hart's Dungeon, the stuff of legend for anyone who followed wrestling throughout the last two decades. If any of the Raiders had to go through the dungeon, Stu Hart's Dungeon, who do you think would be most likely to survive?
Oh, I think, well, judging by the way Derek played on Sunday, he'd probably survive fine down there. You know, I think Khalil Mack wouldn't have any problems surviving the dungeon. Armani Cooper, maybe. I don't know. Latavius Murray, also another guy that probably would fare well in the dungeon.
For those of us who don't know, can you describe the dungeon, Brett?
It was a dirty little room with a mat on it and a bunch of dumbbells and weights. It was really not a very big room, about the size of a wrestling ring, with walls, no ropes. And that's where you learned. It was just a wrestling mat, and the guy that you had to deal with was my dad. My father was a lot like a UFC guy. He was a submission expert. He knew how to make you submit, and he liked big football players. That was one of his they were his favorite guys to break in. Up here in Canada, he used to break in a lot of wrestlers. Billy Graham, superstar Billy Graham, years ago was a guy that was came up here to play for the Calgary Stampeders and end up becoming superstar Billy Graham and learned how to wrestle in my dad's basement. Jim the Anvil Neidhart actually came up to Calgary after getting cut from the Dallas Cowboys and learned pro wrestling from my father. And the kind of the trick was that take you down to the basement, and he kind of play around with you and what he used to call bowling around with you, where he just lock up with you and push you around the mat for about 2 hours. And what he would do was he would keep pulling on your neck with his arm and just keep tiring out your neck. And when he felt like your neck was finally getting tired, he'd back you up on the wall and he'd step on your toe and he'd just take you down. Might have to step on your toe and fall backwards, and you had no choice. You had nowhere else to go but flat on your back, and he would be on top of you like one of those big whales. And then he would proceed from there to stretch you and make you about 3 inches taller.
Wow. That does sound like a dungeon.
Yeah, there you go.
Brett, when you look at the state of wrestling now, when you sit back and look at it, are you proud? Are you shocked that it's gotten so big? What are your thoughts?
I think I'm proud of the generations of wrestlers that have come in the last 10 years, 15 years. I was a guy that when I was wrestling, I like to think, at least for myself, that I did everything I could think of. I mean, every kind of every time I came up with an idea for a match or a move or a spot in a match, you know, I always had a really good sort of bottomless pit of ideas and stuff like that. And when I look at the wrestlers today and I see so much of what they're doing, I go, I never would have thought of any of that stuff. They've really raised the bar. You know, there's some really great wrestlers out there today. Kevin Owens is a great wrestler, Canadian guy. Sami Zayn is a great wrestler. There's a whole stack of them. I was always a big CM Punk and Daniel Bryan fan. I thought they raised the bar and showed great innovation and a lot of creativity with fresh sort of ideas and moves and sort of just spots that nobody had seen before. And I love a lot of the wrestlers today in a lot of ways, I think are better than wrestling's ever been. You know, I think the girl wrestlers, the divas, I don't even know if you call them divas anymore, but the girl wrestlers are just really stepping up. I think Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter, she had a match this past week on Monday Night Raw that was one of the best matches I've ever seen any girl anywhere ever have. And the girls are actually giving the guys a run for their money as far as the best matches go.
Well, Brett, I'll tell you what, if our text line's any indication, you still have a lot of love and a ton of fans down here in the Bay Area. They're so happy you're on with us. We'd like to just take the opportunity to thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch up somewhere down the road.
I hope so. I hope to take in another Raiders game this year, so maybe when I get back down there.
Absolutely. Let us know. We'd love to have you on again. Maybe in studio, you can come out and meet Raider Nation.
It'd be an honor to come out and meet the Raider Nation.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Brett. We appreciate it.
All right. Go Raiders, go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.